Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Nice, I matched the background. How fun and festive. Hey, it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying hi. Welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. And I'm just tickled pink with the men sitting across the table from me, because we're going to have a mighty fine day. From working stiff comedians talk wrestling, my great friend, Scott Chaplin.
What's up, love? How you doing, man? I feel good. How you feel?
It's going to be a great day.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And next to him, thank you so much for joining us. It's our friend Jared Campbell. How you doing, dog?
Good, buddy. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you for
Happy
being here.
Happy to be here.
I got to tell you, those Zins are woo calling me.
You want one?
No, I haven't had any nicotine since January the 1st.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I got to tell you, I think I'm going back.
You have to.
Dude, I was like, that's going to be my first thing. I'm going to get my shit together. Thing number one, nicotine, and then I stopped at nicotine.
Zins are fine, man. It's the vaping and smoking you want to stay away from.
Well, I think my problem was I was going heavy on, like, the rogues.
Right.
Like, I was tobacco and nicotine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I felt like I was going to go back. My big thing, I loved General Snooze.
Okay.
That was my favorite.
That's like the actual loose, like, packet.
No, well, they have that, but they have pouches, too.
Oh, they do have pouches?
But that's the Swedish shit. And then somebody sent me snus from Sweden, and
oh,
I felt
it's like in a little bag.
I thought I was freebasing gasoline.
You ever know the ones that you sniff?
Oh, yeah, that's snuff.
Snuff, right?
Yeah,
because I did
that
in Germany years ago, and it was kind of like upsetting after a while, because I'm like, what is this supposed to be doing?
It's
like a nightclub snorting tobacco.
It's...
They
the
look
time
like
I miss it the most is in the car. Like a long ride, really could use one.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like it helps
just
me
rip it open.
It helps me regulate my duty.
Yeah. Well, dude, they keep you in between the ditches. Here, I'll open it for you.
Yeah.
Have a look.
It's like pickles. Oh.
It's just like
a little sack.
They revolutionized just dip. Right.
Yeah,
these make you kind of dizzy, right? I vomited.
If you're not used to it.
Yeah.
At a
I did that too.
Once.
Oh, who did I give one to and they puked? One of the kids that fucking used to sell comedy tickets in Times Square, but also was a quote-unquote comic.
What milligram are you on? You look like a 22 guy.
I was doing two at a time of the 10s. Yeah, I was
doing the
going,
old walrus. Fuck.
Yeah. I was going hard.
Uh-huh.
I gave him the one he threw up outside the stand. And I hated that kid. That made me so happy. We did it to a kid. I went to high school with a kid named Abdel.
Abdel?
And Abdel sucked. And we all, because all the wrestling team dipped because we had to spit anyway to cut weight.
Right.
And he was just this fucking annoying little kid. And he's like, yo, I want to try that shit. I want to try. And he was like fake ghetto. But we also had, you ever try the beef jerky that's shredded and it looks like a dip container?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah. So, and you have it the same way. You can put it on your lip.
Yeah.
And so we had that, and we told him it was dip, and we basically for weeks would slow. This was a long term.
This is a long
experiment.
Con. Yeah.
This is a long grift.
Yeah.
So we would give him we're like, fine, but you just have a little bit. We don't want you to get addicted, and then we would just give him beef jerky,
and he would act crazy.
And yeah, he would be like, oh yo, I can get some more of that shit.
That's so sad.
Yeah, and we were just doing it to
just
frame him.
With a guy.
Yeah. He'd be like, yo, my heart goes faster. Yo, this shit's crazy. He's just eating beef jerky.
Yeah, he's just trying to fit in.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what's going on.
And then eventually, after like a couple weeks, he's like, yo, I want to try a new flavor. And we're like, go talk to Mike Bronowich. I just like using people's real names. Go talk to Mike Bronowich. He's got the wintergreen. Yeah, dummy. I mean... three finger
fucking scoop out of this thing, swallowed it whole.
Oh, no.
And I watched a little Arab boy turn green in real time. I mean,
winter green.
Dude, the green. This kid, when you hear he turned green, you go, oh, that's an expression.
Sure. Yeah, they lose a little color.
This motherfucker turned green.
Different palette.
And the thing that sucks about puking up like regular dip, you're puking it up strand by strand.
Oh, right.
And dude, we had to ruin this poor kid's tummy.
It's just that ham beef jerky.
Yep.
Grift successful. Though.
Yeah, it really worked. That kid sucked.
Big payoff.
Can you believe I'm not going to my high school reunion?
Oh, you got to. You have
to. No, I'm not. Mike Lawrence talked me out of it.
Why? How many years ago?
Why
was
would
it?
He do such a cynical thing? Mike Lawrence?
It's going to be my 25-year reunion.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know Romy and Michelle's high school?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a 10-year reunion, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that's happened
years
ago for us. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got... I don't
think I would go back.
I got an Instagram invite, and I was like, I don't think I want to do this. And then I talked to Mike about it, and he's like, whatever you think you're going to get out of it, you're not.
You don't think you're going to get pussy out of it.
No, but I'm not going to get any satisfaction.
Right. No one's going to, like, praise
you. What would you be looking for?
Like, oh, man.
You're doing so well.
What you do looks cool.
Yeah, well,
but I'm not going to get it. No. I'm not going to get an ounce of it. I'm just going to get, like...
Well, they're not even going to know what the fuck you're doing. Like,
they're going to have no concept. And B, it's just going to be all the girls I went to high school with talking about how their kids are their life.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now they're literally, like, I saw somebody showed me the fucking, like, Facebook group planning it. And all the comments were like, huh, with three kids, I need 8 months in advance to know. How am I ever going to get a night out? And it's just like, oh, cool, that's your personality now.
Dude, my reunion would just be
you
like...
You shot three things out of your cunt, and now you fucking... That's the person you are forever.
That's the reality, though, of like going to... Are you small town?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, dude. And then every guy you see, it's like, hey, Mark's still driving a forklift? Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be... You know, got a job with it's going to be... I got a job with PSE&G.
Still using those slurs, Mark?
Yep. Still using those slurs, Zach? Professionally.
Yeah, of course. I have a green screen now.
I just don't think I'm going to get anything out of it. And plus, I'm going to... my best friend from high school is a girl, my friend Allie. And I'm going to her wedding this month. So I feel like I'm going to... The people I kind of want to see, I'm going to see at the wedding.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's it.
She having a Halloween wedding?
No, she's having a regular wedding just in October.
Good. Okay.
I am doing a reading, though. I am representing
her. A psychic reading?
No, I have to read a poem.
Ah.
Is that just her... a speech?
No, it's her. She picked... I'm not allowed to pick
Andrew
what
Dice
I say.
Clay poem?
I'm not allowed to pick what I say.
Uh-huh.
So her husband's sister is going to read an excerpt from Lord of the Rings, and I have to read a poem of the bride's choosing.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think she wants me to make up what I'm going to say.
Right.
Which is probably for the best.
Love to see you put that paper down at some point. Put your glasses down, rub your eye, go a little off script.
Hold on, remix.
It's live, dude.
I can't believe her mom already hates me. I cannot believe I got the sibling.
Well, she fought for this.
What?
She fought for this.
Yeah. Because I got like the sibling role.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've always called each other Bart and Lisa since we're like little kids, like since we're like third grade. That's just always been our relationship.
Right.
And her mom always hated me. So she must have had a fucking fight.
That's crazy.
For me to get the sibling part.
My brother's getting married next year, and he asked me to be his best man.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then he gives me the deets. And he's like, we're getting married in like an Elvis-style chapel by a drag queen. I'm like, I can't wait to watch my dad watch you get married.
I'm all for it, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That was the one big regret I had was I had two ideas for my wedding, and both I wanted to hire an MC. Because we had a DJ, but he wasn't really like, he was very good at picking appropriate stuff.
Right.
For old people, young people, whatever. Everything was good. He had his own sound system, liked him a lot. He was not good at the announcements and, like, getting people moving and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I had hired either my friend Babette, who's a drag queen, who's done that before, as like an MC for
a
wedding.
Well, I was just going to say, you had the DJ doing MC duties, more or less.
I didn't ask him to. He just did
it. Well, yeah, right. Isn't that part of it?
Well, no, because like, no, I think, like, I've emceed a couple of my buddies' weddings. And so
that sounds crazy.
Usually there isn't. It's fucking, well, you kick it off, right, when you're emceeing the wedding. Like, you start, you do the opening speech. You kind of set the tone.
That's like a story of a guy who kills him. You're going to kill yourself one day.
Oh, buddy.
Wait, you MC your friend's weddings?
I have.
Fuck
that. I won't do it again.
Yeah, I won't do it again. That's crazy.
I agreed to it twice. You know what it is? Again, small town. So the two buddies that I've had that got married from back home, I'm the comedian. I'm the person that can talk, right? So I was like, fuck it. I'll do it. And it's fine, you know? You're not really preparing anything. You're just going up there. You're saying some shit. And then you're just, it's like hosting. You're calling somebody up. You're making a fucking joke about them. Mm-hmm. They're coming up. And then you get loaded throughout the night.
Yeah, our guy did that. Like, he called people up and stuff. And he's very low energy. And I feel like I should get up a bet. Or I met one of the guys who's Beetlejuice at, what is it? The Tim Beetle Bar or whatever it is.
There's
a Tim Burton themed bar.
Okay.
In Manhattan?
I don't know if it's still open, but at the time I did a show and he emceed this like weird goth night I did, and I co-hosted it with the fake Beetlejuice, but he was so good. And I was just like, man, my family would have loved having Beetlejuice host my wedding.
That's awesome.
It would have been so funny.
It's the Beetle House.
Beetle House.
It's close
thank
to
you.
Not far from here.
Beetle House. It is open?
Yeah.
I'd fuck with that place.
Oh, dude, getting trashed.
Take some mushrooms.
The Beetlejuice bar, yeah.
That just looks like the bars I go to.
Right.
Yeah, that's perfect. But yeah, he was so fucking good. He had like, he had a honker in his crotch, so he would go, and then grab his crotch and go, honk, honk.
Oh, that's a blast.
He had like all snakes and bugs and shit in his pockets. So he'd be like, hold on, I got to read this. And like reach in his pocket and take a snake out and be like, oh, shit.
You know where I've gone twice now recently? Because it's so fucking funny. And anytime like I'm at the stand and someone wants to go to a bar, I'm like, buddy, we got to go to Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny when you walk. It's so dark
and
sad.
They do the movie or no?
It's the movie was filmed there. It's all.
They dance and shit?
It's like the strippers before they go to the strip club.
Right.
They're working at Coyote Ugly, and they go up every like 10 minutes, and they dance, and it's just sad.
It's like training wheels, eight or nine
people just standing around holding a beer, watching them. They're always trying to like get people to come over, squirt shit in their mouth. Nobody's down. Like, it's just this weird fucking environment.
Is that the only... I think that's a chain, isn't Coyote Ugly, if there's a few
of them?
That's the original one?
Is the one it was filmed in. They have all the photos from the set and everything. And weirdly enough, dude, I went and watched that movie for my buddy's like 7th grade birthday party, which was the oddest fucking choice for a movie for us to go watch. So when I went there, it was just like there was oddly nostalgic, but it is a sad fucking place. We gotta go, boys.
That's a sad movie.
We gotta go.
Britney Spears is in that. And she gets kicked down steps?
No. That's Crossroads.
Crossroads. Fuck, man. You're so right.
Dude, it's so funny. My friend's 7th grade birthday, we saw 28 Days, the Sandra Bullock rehab movie.
Oh, yeah, dude. I know that movie. Is that where they go off to like a... Does she go off to see her family?
All I remember is that Mike O'Malley is in it.
Right.
Because I just remember the guy from Guts was in it, who then would be on Yes, Dear.
Great show. Yeah.
Do you know the origin of the phrase Coyote Ugly?
No.
Coyote Ugly, it's a phrase for when you wake up next to somebody after being blackout drunk and they're so gross, you rather chew your arm off than wake them up.
Really?
To get out the
door. Oh, because your arm's underneath.
Yeah,
that's
if you
awesome.
Wake up cuddling with a real gross person, you rather eat your arm and run out the door and then be like, so how was your night?
Fuck, that's great.
I had a girl fall asleep on my shoes once, and man, I really thought about walking home barefoot.
Where were your shoes?
Yeah, she fell asleep on the floor?
We were on the floor.
Oh, yes.
We were on the floor of her friend's place.
Oh, that's great.
And she fell asleep on my shoes, and I really was like, how bad do I want these shoes, and how far is my walk?
Dude, it's like the ruby slippers in the Wizard of Oz.
One time I went home with this was years ago when I was visiting New York. It's probably like 11 or 12 years ago. And we went out to this bar, me and a couple of buddies, and there was this very rude woman from Arkansas there, right? And she was like, Like, just like picture just like a tank at the end of the bar, right? Just giving people the finger, just a dog, right? And I go to my buddy, I'm like, I got to go home with this girl tonight. This has to happen. So we go back. She happens to be in Queens, which is near where my buddy was staying. We get to the place. She's like, wait out here. She goes around back. I just hear a bunch of noise and shit. Right away, I'm like, I don't even think this is their home, right? She comes through, opens the door. We go in. She's staying on a couch in the living room, like a pull-out couch.
Awesome.
Telling me to be quiet. I'm like, who the fuck lives here? Like, what is this? And then, whatever, stay there. In the morning, I wake up, she's like, you want a coffee? I'm like, yeah, I'll take a coffee. I hear her go into the kitchen, microwave turns on. I'm like, oh no, dude, this is an old cup of coffee. And while she's in there, I roll over, I look at the floor, and I see like welfare papers and this large tanned bra. I'm like, I gotta go, dude. And then I took off out, like I said bye to her and I got out of there, but I left. To this day, I don't know whose home we were in.
Yeah.
That's I don't know what that was, dude.
That's a pretty fun one.
Yeah.
Dude, my... I don't incriminate a friend. I have a friend whose fetish is meeting girls on apps and for them to say, I want you to just come into my house, fuck me, and leave without us talking.
Mm.
And somehow
that's allowed to be a fetish? That sounds like an Uber preference.
Yeah, okay.
What? Don't talk to me?
It's like some weird thing he has... He's a really nice guy other than that.
Sure.
But that, I was like, there's a lot of room for error.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Because that'd be a hard thing to explain to a cop.
100%.
Like, hold on, let me show you my texts.
What if she comes in and she's like, am I at the right place? Fuck, you ruined it. You fucking
yeah,
ruined
you
it.
Need confirmation.
Get out of here.
And he told us a story once. It was a bunch of us. He told a story and the girl was like, yeah, I'm in my house. She goes, but don't, I live with my family. So make sure you go in the right door.
Oh, fuck.
And that's all. I was like, dude, I couldn't. That's too much, dude.
That's brutal.
Like walking over children's shoes.
Uh-huh.
To go half. That would. Oh.
Yeah.
No. There's way too much margin for error here. Even if you walked into a kid's room and then walked back out, I'd be like, I got to go.
You've already committed a crime on some level.
Yeah, you broke in.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like a trap.
Yeah.
Like, to get creeps off the streets.
It does, right?
Yeah. Like an advanced version.
Hanson sitting at the table.
Yeah,
when
yeah, yeah. Oh, so I heard you like anonymous sex.
Just judging you.
Sorry, can I speak now?
Yeah.
I was told not to speak.
So I was such a fucking Opie and Anthony mark my whole life. And they would talk about To Catch a Predator all the time. And then one day, guy comes wearing a fucking Opie and Anthony shirt.
No kidding.
Or if he was, or... I can't remember. Was it Grand Opie and Anthony shirt? Or he literally he sees Chris Hansen and goes, ah! he goes, have you seen the show before? He goes, yeah, they talk about you on Opie and Anthony all the time.
That's awesome.
I feel like Anthony's like his Moby Dick. Like that he's been trying to get him the whole time.
Yeah.
Damn it. He keeps flying them to other states where my jurisdiction doesn't work. All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Hit that plug music, Jorge. Scott, what do you want people to check out?
Oh, gang, this Friday I'm with Anthony DeVito somewhere in Connecticut at a winery. It'll be great. You know, go on my Instagram, Scott_Chaplin. You can see that. And I'll be at Skankfest in November. Come hang.
Fantastic. Mr. Campbell?
Look me up at Jarrett Campbell on Instagram. You can find me tonight at the Yankees-Blue Jays game.
Hell yeah.
I don't know when this airs, but please don't throw a beer at the back of my head because I'm a Blue Jays fan.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Hey, guys, if you want to see me, go to my Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. All my dates are on punchup.live/ZachAmico. And, I'll be on tour with a certain Insane Clown Posse at least the end of the month with Juggalo Championship Wrestling doing commentary. Come out and say hey. I think I'll be there at least through Halloween. And then if you love the show, and we know you do, go to GasDigital.com. They just revamped the site. It's very nice. And use my promo code ZOO, ZOO. You save yourself a little bit of money a month. You also get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives. Thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows. And most importantly, you get the Friday bonus episode. That's right. We do three of these suckers a week. And one is for subscribers only. So if you want the full Zoo experience, you got to use that promo code and get yourself a subscription to Gas Digital. But regardless of how you consume the show, thank you. I appreciate it greatly.
song rules, dude.
Thank you. This is a fun little day. How's working stiff going?
It's fun. It's fun. Wrestling is, I think it's the worst it's ever been. I was thinking about it yesterday. I was like, why the fuck did I ever like this?
You know? It was the first dude.
For real, yesterday.
Because Raw's been starting at 7.
Why did I ever like wrestling?
Raw's been starting at 7, and I've been like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
And then it started at 8 this week again, and I'm like, fuck, I got to stay up till 11 with this shit?
Yeah, it's the first time I realized that if I was a kid now, there's no way I would give a
fuck. But how old are you?
Now? Yeah. I'm 35 now.
So you were Attitude Era kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same, dude. Right. I fucking it was, bled wrestling right. when was I was a kid. Right. That's why right. you liked it, because the Attitude Era was right. perfect.
It was exciting, and everybody was kind of talking about it.
Is that a Dudley Boys
like
shirt?
That? I mean, at least yeah.
It is a Dudley Boys. Yeah. See, man, yeah, the Attitude Era was fucking fire.
Right, right.
I actually think Attitude Era was great, and I think the era right after it is probably perfect. They call it, I think, Ruthless Aggression.
Oh, we're talking about like when Angle and Eddie and
yeah, when
stuff
Paul Heyman
SmackDown.
Was riding SmackDown.
Right.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
the best. When Brock was like fucking
a baby,
tearing yeah. shit up.
Well, when did the Attitude Era technically end?
Early.
Yeah, it was
like 99?
2000?
2000? Because what, they bought WCW in 2001.
So true. Okay, so I was a fan up until, like a hardcore fan, up until like 2002, 2003. Like I went to WrestleMania in Toronto, which was, I think, 2000?
Nice.
2001?
Austin and Brock were basically ships in the night.
So no, but that was, I was still a fan at that time.
Yeah.
So I watched Attitude through that time.
Because people forget, Austin was only big for like, actively wrestling. From what, 97 to 2000? Because he was hurt for a long time. Owen broke his neck.
Getting hurt. Yeah.
Didn't The Rock only wrestle for like 6 years, 7 years? Like yeah. that was all flash in the pan.
But yeah, Austin was only like huge for a couple years, and we act like it was like Hogan, like where he was on top for like 20 years.
Well, because he felt like a TV character. Like all these guys, you go, oh, it's wrestling. I'm watching wrestling. But he felt like it was the Stone Cold Steve Austin show. I mean, that's why people tuned in. He felt like a movie star.
Yeah. I think when you had The Rock and Stone Cold both at their height, when they were battling, that was as good as it got.
Oh, dude,
That WrestleMania that I went to, that was Hogan versus The Rock. That was when the NWO
broke
up.
Yeah, that's the best. And that's one of the best manias.
One of the greatest fucking nights. When I rewatched that match, I forget, that was one of the best crowds ever for a match. Hogan says that's one of the, if he could fight one person again, it would be The Rock because of what that match felt like.
Right. Yeah. Also because he was a good guy.
Yeah. Because Austin kept saying no.
But do you remember but there was a turn in the middle of that match.
Yeah.
It was fucking very interesting.
And it was old school wrestling where they listened to the crowd.
Yeah.
And they didn't do just what the storyline was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that beautiful moment of like, Hogan, we're not booing you. You're our hero.
Dude, I got like photos from like an old camera, like the printed photos in my old photo album of like Rock and Hogan face to face in that ring. Like, what a fucking night.
Yeah, now it's just, I don't know, man. It's maybe it's because we're older. Maybe just the
I want to.
But I just feel like I'm not engaged in like anything.
It's just a lot of corny shit.
Yeah. And I have no like, I just, and when I'm watching, I'm literally going, man, I'd rather just put on something older.
Do you think it has to do with the fact of how much money's behind it now, the machine?
So TKO, I think, is fucking up. TKO is not, well, first of all, their big problem, and for people who don't like wrestling, I apologize. TKO, I think their biggest mistake, and they've outright said it, they're like, well, yeah, Vince McMahon's biggest mistake was that he kept it priced for families.
Yeah.
Right.
And we are interested in, dude, Shannon, can you look up what WrestleMania tickets have cost over the years? And dude, the spike.
I actually have a photo in my photo album that I sent someone yesterday, so I'll find it right now.
I think
now.
Mine were like $120 at
dude,
that time.
You got to hear what
$2,500 now.
Okay, ready? So right now, so this upcoming WrestleMania is going to be WrestleMania 42, I guess. So WrestleMania 30, the highest price ticket was $2,000. WrestleMania 39, the highest price ticket was $16,000. WrestleMania 42, the highest price tickets are $42,000, $42,219.
Didn't Bret Hart get burned at the last one? Wasn't that a whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have a seat for him. They invited him to have like a ringside seat. Then he got there and they didn't have a seat. They just keep fucking disrespecting Bret Hart.
Bring that back up in a second. Also, like I was just listening to Nash talk about, Kevin Nash said him and Waltman got their royalty checks and they were like half of what they used to be.
Right.
And because they're not publicly traded anymore, they don't have to report like the breakdown. So he's like, he used to get like, this is NWO shirts, this is this. Now it just says, this is what you made. And he said they halved it.
Wow. No explanation.
And so they're definitely fucking all the legends. But Shannon, can you bring that back up that you just had? Thank you. So WrestleMania in 85, average ticket $15. 2000, lower bowl ticket. So on the floor, 85.
Wow.
WrestleMania 28, ringside seats, 1500. Now you go 5 years, 2000, 130. Now that 2024, ringside seats, 10,000.
Yeah, over
10. The next year, average ticket, 1200. Front row seats, $9,000 with upper level. So shit seats, $900.
Isn't that nice?
That's on top of if you got to get there, if you got to stay somewhere where it's going to be fucking bananas.
It's more of the Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
It's a Super Bowl weekend.
Right.
Well, I think that's why so many European people go, because they can afford it. Because you go and it's like half people from like England and shit now. And then I got to be honest with you, and this is going to sound like I'm taking a stance, but I'm not. I have never watched one of the Saudi pay-per-views.
Oh, I watch them because they're early.
I'll watch them on YouTube. Like I'll watch the highlights on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I won't watch them. But I just think it sucks.
Well, Mania is going to be in Saudi.
And it's going to be the first Mania I do not watch.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to fucking... Well, first of all, whoever they get to come out of retirement is going to be an embarrassment.
Oh, it's going to be comical. And they're going to pay a lot of guys a lot of money.
So, do you know about like Saudi not being like up with who's on the shows?
No, but I know that they have a lot of fucking censorship rules and
stuff.
So
the girls
have
to wrestle in Power Ranger outfits.
Cool. Right.
The first time they were there, the girls couldn't wrestle.
Great.
Yeah. The girls were not allowed to wrestle. Now they can wrestle, but they have to wear full Power Ranger. Like,
buddy, you used to tune into a pay-per-view because you might see Sonny's tits.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes sometimes you would see a nice fat set of fucking black tits.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Yeah. So when they did this thing, the Greatest Royal Rumble, and the Saudi prince was like, I have a few requests for people I would like to be in the match. And they're like, yeah. And he goes, Undertaker? Who was, I mean,
the
held
Iron
together.
Sheik?
Yeah, held together by fucking paperclips at that point. Ultimate Warrior and Yokozuna.
There you go.
Both were dead.
Yeah.
So they had a fake Yokozuna. They had just a sumo guy.
Oh, I remember that.
Who never wrestled before, and we never saw him again. But he was in that goddamn match, and I think he was going, they don't know the difference.
Let's see Saudi Benoit. Give me Saudi Benoit.
Have you been seeing AI Benoit?
Oh, my God. I hate it.
Man.
I hate it.
Benoit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cutting promos in the ring. I saw one where he's begging the devil not to go back to hell.
Yeah. They've been doing a lot of AI wrestling stuff. So it'll be like Martin Luther King in the NWO. They had Bob Ross versus Mr. Rogers in a ladder match. And yeah, they're all gross. But the Benoit and Eddie ones really bother me.
Yeah.
You know what the darkest thing, one of the darkest wrestling adjacent things I ever saw was when China on her downfall, poor girl, when she was doing porn and she did the Royal Rumble porn.
The Royal Rumble gangbang.
Yeah, and it's all just guys that she actually, people dressed up as men that she actually used to work with.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was the saddest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Can I tell you, my friend was Mean Gene.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's my buddy Tommy.
That rules.
That is my former sketch comedian turned pornography turned porn legend.
Well, I
Tommy
mean,
Pistol
got to exercise that that sketch gear a little bit.
He does all the parody porns. Like that's what he's famous for.
Okay.
He does really good character work.
That's funny.
He's Pee Wee. He was the Joker. He was. He was Ash in Evil Head.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, he does really good impressions.
That's funny.
And yeah, he was Mean Gene in that. And I was like, oh, dude, my friend fucked China.
Oh. I mean, I was a kid, but when she got all the surgery and was on the cover of Playboy, as a kid, I thought she was hot. I didn't think she was an ugly
dude,
person.
I couldn't have been more excited for that Playboy
episode. She was a hot lady.
No, she was, there was a good couple. When she showed up and she had like the giant chin.
Yeah, that's a totally different person.
Too.
Right.
Oh, yeah. She was a kind of a zero as a wrestler, though.
Too. Yeah, but she's done. Yeah.
But D-Generation X at that time was just badass.
But yeah, once they
put out their home video,
what?
Their home video had titties in it. That was
yeah,
a big
yeah. When
deal
Triple H
too.
Tells the girls to flash,
that was a
yeah.
big fucking deal.
But anyway, so they're the Saudi Mania, and they're definitely gunning for guys to come out of retirement.
Like, okay.
Taker, Austin. I think the big one they're gonna, because they're doing a Rumble there first. That's gonna be Kane's retirement.
Yeah.
That's gonna be Kane's retirement.
Right.
I think, because he's already said that he's like training.
Yeah, well, he said he's open to go, because it's this January. It's
yeah,
a few
yeah.
months. The yeah. Saudi Royal Rumble. Yeah.
Yuck.
Oh, you're getting every... Dude, you're getting Kevin Nash as Diesel.
Yeah?
It's going to be horrible.
X-Pac, why not?
They're going to have to throw so much money at those guys to get on a plane... guys whose
to
bodies
fly
are done.
Emirates and fucking right. first class all the way there.
Dude, I don't care
They'll
how nice it is. It'll fucking... That, those flights... Well, if they cheap on it...
Now, one thing we know that the Saudis will do is give you enough money to go do it.
Do you think we're gonna get? You think we're gonna get everybody as their original character?
They'll get everyone.
Oh, yeah, Foley is gonna show up as Mankind.
You think Foley would do Saudi Arabia?
I don't know why Foley hasn't been around. I mean, if like Triple H runs the show, and anyone who watched knows that Mick Foley kind of made Triple H. I don't know how he isn't just throwing money constantly to do things for them.
Well,
there's clearly like an actual beef or something.
Well, Foley said that this tour he's doing is his last tour, like his comedy tour, and he wants to be done. Like he said, he wants to like ride into the sunset.
Oh,
right.
Geez. He must be in pain.
Oh,
yeah,
dude.
Of course he is.
That guy's just got to be broken.
Yeah,
man.
I think he wants to be done. And I mean, Triple H kind of was pretty shitty to him a few times.
Yeah.
Called him a Muppet. And this was, like, not on air. Like, that was, like, an extension of real-life beef.
Huh. Right, right.
And, you know, I don't think they're the nicest people.
No.
Wait, let me stop you right there. You're telling me Triple H isn't the nicest guy in real life?
And his wife, Stephanie?
That whole family? That whole fucking
Oh, that
enterprise?
Fake marriage? You definitely don't live together?
They live together. They don't live together, but they live together. Dude.
Yeah. I will say, Triple H was so... dismisses of me when I met him that it made me like him more.
Really?
Because he had no reason to be mean to me, but I think he knew it would make me happy.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I was working for MTV at the time, and it was my job. We were doing a show. I was working on a show that delivered episodes day of. Mm-hmm. So, like, we would deliver an episode, and it would be on the air the next day. And there was some problem where I had to stay up all night while they finished the episode and exported it and take it on tape to 1515 Broadway, the big MTV building, to really like hand it to the guy who's putting it on TV.
Right.
So it's like 8 a.m. and in TV land, nobody's in the building.
Right.
Trust me. Like people don't, if you have a creative job for MTV, you're not strolling in until 11. And it was so funny. I worked there for years. Every time I came to the front door with bags of drives, they would go food deliveries on the other side. Great. I worked there for 5 years, and they kept thinking I was delivery guy.
That's awesome.
So I bring tape over, and now the building's fucking empty. And I'm walking one way down this big hallway, and here comes fucking Triple H and Stephanie. It's Triple H's got the full suit on. Steph's dressed. They look beautiful. And it's so early in the morning. This had to be some big meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely wanted to do it when nobody was in the building.
Right.
And here comes fucking stupid fat me in an NWO t-shirt. And we're the only three people, I think, on the floor of the building. And I didn't want to bother him. I wanted a picture real bad.
Sure.
But I didn't ask. And I just threw up. Too sweet.
Nice hell,
dude, Triple H just looks at me and goes, "Nah, man." And Stephanie laughed in my face, and they kept walking. And I was like,
"That is what you want out of that interaction.
That's so much better than if he gave me one like I was retarded."
Yeah, right.
If he had Make a Wish given me a too sweet, that would have been so shitty.
Uh huh.
In the long run, for him to turn me down. And heal me in front of everybody.
Pretty awesome.
The man.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I went to get John Cena's autograph. And, you know, you're just excited. And when I was leaving, I said, "All right, I'll see you Monday." And he's like, "What? What's going on?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm going to watch you on Raw." And I was like, "Fuck,
Oh, that's...
see you Monday.
See you Monday. Hell yeah, dude.
Because I'll be watching
you. I see you every Monday.
Yeah.
Mr. Like, Cena.
Oh, that's great.
That's tough.
That is brutal.
It's so funny. What's happening Monday? You're gonna be
like, what's happening Monday? I'm like, sir.
You're gonna blow my fucking mind like you do every Monday, Mr. Cena.
Oh, that's awesome.
That one's kept you up a few times.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, this is fun. Thank you. All right, we got a few stories we can hit real quick. Okay. Man is arrested on terror charges over disturbing Halloween display of fake body bags with town officials' titles. This does seem like a threat.
That's a threat.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
This seems like a threat.
Also, again, yeah. That goes at how small is the town? Like, how personal is... Oh, it's just... Okay. I thought you had their names. That's yeah. Look at that.
So it's mayor.
Wow, Jesus. The judge.
District got... judge. What is that? Something is CA something attorney?
Yes, I have no idea.
Shannon, do we know what those stand for?
Hold on, I gotta click away.
So this guy wasn't allowed to cut down a tree or something.
Yeah, this is definitely right?
Or he couldn't build his fence 1 foot to the right.
You can't even put real dead people names on your fake tombstones. They have to be like silly.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just if you walked by someone's props and they had real names,
oh, yeah, like you'd Charlie
go,
Kirk.
Yeah, you'd go, what the fuck? It's always like a silly, funny.
Feels
yeah,
political
yeah.
at that
yeah,
point.
Mr.
Right?
Bones. He was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Sneezing Ed.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly.
Sneezing Ed. He had too much fun in the 80s.
Right. Yeah.
Shannon, what do you have first, babe?
It's not giving me the specifics there, but it says that they are holding him on a $5,000 bond, and it's, yeah, for making terroristic threats.
Hmm. Yeah, there's definitely a guy who had, like, wanted to put an addition on his house.
That's it.
Something yeah.
simple.
Yeah, and he was going, right. Oh, yeah.
There he is.
Oh, hell yeah.
There he is.
This is a guy that has problem with the local government.
Ah, yeah. This guy
has yelling at a removed from a town meeting all over him.
I think this guy's a sovereign citizen.
Yeah,
I
was gonna
I don't
say
think
that.
He has to identify as part of that.
He
fucking,
is his own
oh yeah,
country.
It's like Ed
yeah.
Sylvania or something.
Sure, yeah.
The state of Ed Sylvania.
Yeah, dude.
He has his own currency.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't show ID.
Yeah, these are Ed
over.
Bucks.
Yeah, he doesn't open the door for cops because he doesn't recognize them.
Yeah, that. This guy's got guns.
He sure does. He's probably got muskets.
Yeah. That's a... Oh, boy. That is not a guy you want to sit next to at a bar.
No.
That's going to take a dark turn real quick. You're going to start hearing about a lot of people he's got problems with.
Yeah, this guy buried a short bus somewhere out in the field building a fucking bunker.
Ever since my son died.
Do you think he couldn't get clearance on his bunker?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
it. Gotta stop digging that hole, Ed.
Yeah, Ed, we just... Listen, you're...
I'm going to dig 5 fucking holes. 1 for the district attorney.
Hey guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood, thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. And you can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com, promo code ZOO15. Power your day, fuel your drive. Let's get back into the program, Slither. Okay, and it's so we actually have a second Suburban Street split over Sheriff's Halloween display. I won't even tell him what it is, Shannon. You want to just show us?
Yes, so here's the best picture.
Oh, it's ice? Oh,
no, what is ice? Like, what's the...
Oh, look, there's skeletons dressed
up. Oh, they got the... Oh, and they got
Mexicans got
over
the fence.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Oh, wait, did you say they're split on this one?
The town is split.
Of course, yeah, that makes sense.
I gotta tell you, it's funny.
It is.
It looks kind of cool.
If they were daily, okay.
No, the funniest.
If those were dressed like real Mexicans. Yeah, in dirty t-shirts and Timberlands.
Guys using a Home Hardware bucket to get over the fence.
Yeah, and one of them was standing on a Home Depot to get over.
But the funniest part about that is the split.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
The poncho scale and the print. Dude, my senior year, we had a senior year Halloween dance, and me and my friend O'Neill went together, and O'Neill was a Mexican. And I was a Border Patrol agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a mullet and a mustache and a flashlight and a badge. And I dressed like a cop, but I had like INS logos. I went to an Army Navy store and got immigration logos to put on the shirt. And he was a Puerto Rican kid, and he wore a poncho, a sombrero, and a big fake mustache.
Ahead of your time, man. Yeah,
and just to think how inappropriate that was.
Sure. Oh,
yeah. Not that long. I mean, 2005?
Were kids going to school in blackface on Halloween?
No, I think that we knew not to do that.
Yeah. I remember like kids would get sent home where I was from. Like if you showed up.
I mean, bro,
but it did happen.
I'm from Canada, dude. Our fucking our last prime minister was doing blackface on Halloween, dude. Yeah. And he was a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, there'd always be like a kid who he knew what he was doing, you know, but he'd be like, "No, I'm a basketball player." And they'd go the fuck home.
No, you got to have dinner though at that kid's house. Listen to his dad talk. I mean, that's not coming. That's not just coming from the kid's fucking head.
Yeah.
I remember this black kid was arguing with another kid in my class, and my teacher was like, "Guys, stop, stop." And he was like, "No, fuck him. He has a swastika tattooed on him." And he just showed it to me, and the teacher was like, "What? You got a swastika tattooed on you?" And the kid showed him, and he was like, "Get out of my class, go to the office." And then like 20 minutes later, he just came back and he was like, "Yeah, it's a tattoo. Like, I'm allowed to have a tattoo on my arm."
Like, damn. Principal says we good.
Yeah. And then he just was in class and the teacher was like,
"Oh, that's
crazy."
And he was in high school and he had a swastika?
Yeah. And it was, and I remember him explaining it that a friend gave it to him at a party.
Oh.
It wasn't, he didn't go get it. It was just, you know, kids hanging out that weekend, and so he's like, "Look, I got a swastika tattoo."
It is one of those things where you like, it's just a super fucking stupid thing that you wouldn't even think of the consequences. I mean, the kid's obviously an idiot,
moron,
but
it was like peak jackass too. Like sometimes those things, it's like, "No, it's a stunt.
No, it's gonna
doing
be a
stunts.
Dick, though,
you don't watch MTV.
You get a dick, dude. You don't get a swastika."
I would get a swastika of dicks right now,
sure,
because I would be like, "Please get mad at that. It's hilarious." Black dick. I would get multicolored. I would get multicultural black dick. Every dick would be a different race.
I like that.
I would even have one be Jewish.
So it's actually unifying.
Yeah.
You have one uncircumcised dick.
Yeah.
Black dick.
I thought you'd
it
have
would
a
be like the,
on it.
Like the black and the white hand shaking.
Sure.
Yeah, it would
yang
just
and
be
yang,
all
dude.
Yeah, all different colored. Hey, tattoo artists.
No, but you get it. But what if you get it not on the 45-degree angle, the old Buddhist?
Oh yeah, Buddhist style. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely fine. There you go. I've been accused of having racist tattoos.
Which ones?
My Sergeant Kabuki man back here. Lady thought it was an Iron Eagle, and as I was getting on the subway, told a bunch of people that I was a white terrorist. And not to get on the subway with me, but I had my headphones in, so I only heard the second part. And I was like, "Where is he? Let's get him." Oh. And then I realized everyone was looking at me.
You were the guy.
And then it was like, "Oh, me. Oops."
My brother-in-law has a giant maze on his arm, but it just looks like 1,000 swastikas.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's just a big old maze, but yeah.
My mom's cousin, my senior year of high school, we had like a graduation party on my deck, and he popped the top to throw out the colors, and went poorly, and he just put his shirt back on and continued to drink his beer.
Went poorly.
He had a big iron. No. He had a big...
Ed Norton it?
He had the Iron Cross on his chest.
Oh, cool.
And a couple other pieces. Jesus. No swastikas, but a couple. And like everyone was just like, "Yeah." And he was just like, "Oh." I think he thought it was going to be like a big hit. It was my mom's cousin George,
awesome.
Who no one likes. He still lived with his mom.
Sure he did. That's why he's so pissed off.
And he just wanted to talk to everybody about the show Dark Shadows. He's probably autistic before we knew what that was.
Clearly, yeah.
And yeah, he popped his top. He like was a history buff. ready to make friends. And just bombed.
seems like as good a place as any to take this off.
Oh, this high school graduation party full of people who don't know me?
Oh, fuck. What was his name?
George.
George. That's so good.
Uncle George. That's Cousin good. Georgie. And we don't talk about Cousin Georgie that much.
Oh, fuck.
I had two... years ago, I had... When I still used to wear Doc Martens, I had somebody check my laces once.
Oh, yeah.
To ask.
Were they red?
I just had regular black laces. Actually, yeah. I think it back. I might have had pink laces.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm a fruit.
What we're looking for is yellow, right? That's what we want.
Well, we want white or red, I think, right?
No, red is
spilled blood.
Red is skinhead. Yeah, yellow is like what punks wore.
Okay, well, I thought white was white supremacist.
Oh, maybe.
Red, I think white is white supremacist. And Shannon, if you could look it up, red is I spill blood for my race.
Yeah. Yeah, and then because at the time, because punks and skinheads looked the same, so if you looked at the boots and they had yellow laces, that was a punk, so they were anti-skinhead.
Yeah.
Boots and braces, yellow laces.
That's yeah, I was staying at a motel before my friend's wedding. Ah, white supremacy, blue, protest of police brutality, red, neo-Nazi,
anti-racist,
yellow anti-racist, purple, gay pride, green, neutral, black, no affiliation. I had either pink or black laces.
I got Docs right now, and they're black, so I'm good.
Yeah.
No affiliation.
They come in black.
Yeah, yeah, they come in black. And I was staying at a motel with a bunch of friends for a wedding, and there were two guys next door. And it was me and my friend Pat were outside, and we were drinking in the morning. It was a wedding. Uh-huh. And these two guys, they were drinking next to us. It, like, they literally had like lawn chairs, like they lived at the motel. And they were both welders, which already... Ugh, mm-hmm. Gonna be scary. And the guy goes, hey, we're gonna take a cab over to the liquor store. Does anybody need anything? And all I could think was, wow, these guys both have so many DUIs, neither of them can drive to the liquor store.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then we were putting our boots on, getting ready for the wedding, and they both took their shirts off and went, let's see your laces. And they both had swastikas on them.
Clicked up.
Yeah.
AB.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Very specific experience. I don't think a lot of other people get Nazi checked.
Right. Yeah.
Never been my thing. What can I say? No interest.
Not about it.
Yeah, I think it's silly.
You can miss me with that Nazi shit.
Yeah, I just, you know, I frown upon it.
It's corny.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of lame. Yeah. There's no fun to it. Well, this is a weird transition. I read a weird thing about Jews today. I really did. I sent this to Shannon this morning. I watched a video, and maybe it's not 100% true. Maybe it is. But it was about, this is, again, very weird transition. Do you guys know Jews aren't allowed to tear toilet paper on
the Sabbath?
On the Sabbath.
Why? Isn't that a technology?
So what? It's already kind of stacked up. They tear it.
Because it's too much work. Well, I have this gentleman here tell us about it. And it's all the rules of us.
Are not allowed to rip toilet paper on Saturdays. In Judaism, tearing TP is considered too much work. And as a result, it is strictly forbidden to do on the Shabbat. Instead, Jews are encouraged to pre-rip toilet paper the day before. Well, there goes my Friday night. But what happens if a Jew forgets to pre-rip or needs to drop a deuce in public? Well, fear not, because OurTorah.org has some great tips for Jews taking shits. Try asking a non-Jew to rip toilet paper.
Yeah, they're having their maids wipe their ass.
The hand under the stall?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, send me a few squares.
Yeah, the spare, can you spare a square? First of all, that is a high request. If it's a stranger, if it's someone you know, I think you could be like, hey, could you tear, like, give me a few pieces?
Yeah.
But to go to a stranger is ballsy.
Well, right. And you don't know how much you're going to shit. What if you have the runs?
Well, I'll tell you what. That's your problem. Pat, I'll send you a couple squares, but anything past that,
yeah,
you're done.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to start charging.
That's it.
Also, the work isn't
in... Can they exchange money?
Yeah, it's not like they're going to use a dollar bill.
Yeah, send a couple shekels over here and I'll send you another square.
The work is in the wiping. It's not in the tearing of the toilet paper.
That's right.
I agree.
The work is moving your hand back there.
I agree, but there's more to this.
toilet paper without tearing it. Oh. Then just put the used part in the toilet and flush.
Yuck.
This one sounds a lot like one of my old middle school pranks. If you have no choice but to tear toilet paper, then it's allowed. This is because it's better to break the Shabbat than lose one's dignity. This is known as the principle of Kavod Habriyat. But if you do, make sure to tear between the perforated lines.
Way more work.
And not along them.
Way more work.
Also, try to tear in uneven lengths.
Do it in a silly way.
Do it in an irregular manner, like with your fist.
Yeah. Tear the.
Also, be sure to mutter.
It's okay if you tear the toilet paper. Just do it all retarded.
So when you walk, into it like a public bathroom,
do it like a real fucking moron.
Smear the shit on your face.
Yeah. So when a toilet's all fucked up in public, it's like that. That's not somebody fucking around. That's the Shabbat.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that's right? Some fucking Jew
clogging up.
Some fucking Jew out of shit. Next time you go into a men's room and it's clogged with toilet paper, just go fucking Jews.
Yeah, there you go.
But keep it. Oh yeah, and you have to mutter to yourself.
Hamavdil to yourself. This one's not on the website, but if you run out of TP, you can always just use the Torah or Talmud.
That's a joke.
So when there's
that's him being silly.
So there's a janitor in there, and he just hears somebody. He goes, "Oh,
he's
gone, fuck!
Ah,
this is
going
to be a problem." Wrap it
I'm
up.
Off in 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Hey, Shlomo, I'll tear it for you.
Have you started the ritual?
Uh-oh.
Just wait.
What a fucking pain in the ass.
It's the Jim Carrey beating himself up in the bathroom scene. Liar, liar.
It is.
A Jewish guy wiping his ass.
Yeah.
What are you doing in here?
Yeah.
I'm shitting the shit out of myself. The coin in my hand is gold.
There you go. Not going to get better than that.
All right. That was fun. All right. This is a very for me story, but I think Shannon will like it too. Shannon, who is Zach Bagans?
He's the like very douchebaggy ghost adventures guy. One who like yells at the ghosts and stuff. I'm gonna pull up an older picture of him so you can remember. He's like a douche.
Okay.
Here's some. This one, I feel like.
Oh yeah.
Yep. All right.
I recognize this guy.
Yeah. Okay. So what did he, what do we got from, he's made the news this week. What do we got, Shannon?
So he has from an auction several years ago, he has the cauldron that Ed Gein used to, separate the body parts that held blood and entrails in his barn.
He used it to boil stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this guy outbid you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So he, up until now, in his like haunted museum, kept it behind glass. But for the season, and because the show just came out, he's taking the glass away so that people can get a better look. But you're not allowed to touch it because it's supposed to be super cursed. And they believe that Ed Gein's soul is attached to it.
Mm. Is there any photos?
There's this one. I don't know if this is actually Ed Gein or just their picture. That's not Ed Gein, right?
No, not at all.
And then
it's Casey like Rocket.
It's more like Robert Picton, actually.
Yeah. And then here's the
that's
behind glass.
Okay,
that's a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a cold. Oh, okay, that's a cold.
No, that's a walk.
Yeah. Would I go see this? Yes.
Yes, you would.
100%.
Would you try to touch it? Of course you would.
No.
You're afraid of it? Didn't Monster just come out, the new Ed Gein's?
Yeah, I'm sure that's why he's doing it.
Right.
I'm not even, Shannon watched it. I watched the clip
Monster
of it.
Monster Energy Drink?
No, it's a new
Monster series.
What's his name? Ryan Murphy.
Yeah. And they're good.
Yeah.
I like them. I haven't seen this new one yet.
I'm not. It's the fucking hot guy from fucking Sons of Anarchy is Ed Gein. And Ed Gein was like a shrimpy little old man.
Yeah, but you got to fucking put a little pizzazz.
I don't like this sexifying of serial, like.
It's interesting.
No, you have to sexify everybody. Yeah,
but like they
watching
made Dahmer
as a kid.
The Dahmer they sexified
big
time,
the
right?
The Disney Channel guy. They had Zac Efron be Bundy.
Yeah.
The only person they're never going to make sexy is fucking John Wayne Gacy. And that hurts my feelings.
That's coming out too, right? That's a whole
Is
different.
It?
Yeah, there's a John Wayne Gacy coming out, but it's not the Monster series. I mean, he has there's a show coming out.
But yeah, like
Manson is like a type of dude.
Yeah. Well, Manson's for girls that are attracted to Jesus.
Right.
But he was just a tiny little guy.
Yes.
But yeah, Ed Gein is like a tiny little, and I think it's unfair to call him a serial killer.
What did he do?
So Ed Gein, they thought he was, he's the basis very loosely for Psycho, Texas Chainsaw, and Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, wow. Okay. What year did this happen then?
50s, 60s, Shannon?
Yeah, I mean, if he's the basis of Psycho.
Yeah, it was the 50s. I believe he was caught in 57.
Okay. Thank you. So he, when the cops went to his house, it was full of skulls as bowls, bones everywhere, a box of vaginas under the bed.
Damn.
He painted some of them silver and put ribbons on them. He was a crafty guy.
Yeah.
He had a lot of time on his hands.
Some dry macaroni on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was making projects.
Yeah.
Now, as far as what people know, because they were like, this guy's a prolific mass murderer when they saw the house. And really, he was a grave robber.
He was a collector.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he killed two ladies who both looked like his mom. And he was making a skin suit. He claimed that he had one, that he would dress up in women's skin and make a suit. So that's as far as, that's what Buffalo Bill was doing. Leatherface's mask and Texas Chainsaw. And then Psycho, the mother thing.
Right.
That's all Ed Gein.
Oh.
In the book, Norman Bates is actually like a short, fat guy. So I think some people think he killed his brother because his brother died in an accident on the farm and he was the only one that was there.
Yeah, he killed his brother. Then.
Probably killed his brother.
Yeah.
And some people think he might have killed his mom.
Okay.
I think he was just a Then, yes, he did kill two fat ladies and then dressed them like deer.
Okay.
Wait, like the animal?
No. Dresses in hang upside down, gut, bleed out, and separate for parts.
Right.
Oh.
Whoa.
Hmm.
Now, sure.
Thought anymore.
Do I have some of the floor of the hardware store he did that in?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Fuck.
Do I have the vinyl sign for his car when they used to take it to World's Fairs? Sure. Does my friend Babette, who I mentioned earlier, have the pulley system from the farm that he used to string those women up?
What the fuck?
Sure.
Holy shit. Ugh.
Tell you what you don't have, the cauldron.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that would be a good one. That would be a hot item. I would want to say it.
The pulley system's a bit fucking much, dude.
Well, that she goes to police auctions with John Waters, and they try and outbid each other on silly serial killer items.
Silly.
Yeah, yeah. He has a bunch of fucking
quirky.
He has a bunch of. I can't remember. John. She was telling me John has a birdhouse that's a replica of some serial killer's victim scene. And he's like, there's no pictures. Like, it's not like a thing. He's like, look at how crazy I am. It's just what he has in his birdhouse.
He's working on his little fucking birdhouses in the basement.
Yeah, I would want to see that. That's pretty fucking.
Yeah.
That's.
Didn't Matt Rife buy a bunch of.
He bought the Annabelle house.
We talked about this last time.
Yes, yes. He bought the Annabelle house. And he's going to turn it. I guarantee it's going to be a TV show.
Yeah, that's what we kind of landed on, right? Is that he's using that as some promotional tool. Because the way that he announced it and everything, like, that's a partnership with somebody.
They also went, because they stopped doing tours for a long time of that the Warren's Museum. And then once, Matt Rife bought it along with this, like, YouTuber guy. And so once they bought it, they put it up so that you can go there and spend, like, get locked in and, like, spend overnight there. And they put it up, and it's all sold out, and it's $2,000 a person for, like, 4 hours.
WrestleMania.
In there. And it was sold out for months and months and months because I went to check the price.
Yeah, naturally.
Cool.
I don't think there's anything. I could do that one. 4 hours, that's not a problem.
I could do it.
It's the money.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay for it.
Yeah,
but I could get through it.
This guy's not worried. It's the money, dude. I could go to the house. I don't give a fuck about that.
I think that's with me, I just go fake a house, you know? Like, that's why I like going to haunted houses. It's like, oh, it's a fake thing. This is fun. I would feel the difference between a haunted house and a fake haunted house is your brain telling yourself the difference. Otherwise, they're both fake haunted houses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true. True.
So but you also the realize the fake, quote-unquote, haunted house is full of the saddest people. As someone who has done multiple haunt seasons, it's full of some real sad, out-of-work actors.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially here.
Gig's a gig.
Yeah, and it's, by the way, brutal job.
No doubt. Hiding it under a fucking floorboard.
When I did it on our busy nights, we had to reset the room every minute.
Oh.
And you would work, I think, 5 to 3 in the morning.
Jesus.
With one swing who would replace you for 45 minutes so you could go eat.
Uh-huh.
And wow, everyone got punched a lot.
Of course, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you would. You'd probably eat a few every shift.
Yeah, you do. I had a lady try and press charges on me. She said I spit in her face.
You did.
I really didn't.
Yes, you did.
I walked her politely out of the room, and I called her a cunt.
There you go.
And I said, lady, you're being a real cunt. You're fucking up my whole show. Please leave. And then she went to the police and said that I grabbed her by the shoulders and spit in her face.
What a cunt.
Yeah, right? And then my my boss had to come get me, and they're like, hey, the police are here for you. That lady's pressing charges.
Wow.
And I think that happened to every one of us. Somebody, at some point, the police came, and they were like, yeah, we're not going to do anything, like. What we just gig. Have to come, but like you didn't do that, right? And I was like, nope. Yeah. Like, yeah, all right, we're on your side. And I think even they were like, this lady's being a real fucking cunt.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because the first thing she started yelling as she was going through the haunted house was yelling at it. She's like, I bet you all make minimum wage.
Correct.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely.
You cunt.
Yeah. I'm covered in blood screaming at people. I'd pay to be here.
Yeah. It's only open for 6 weeks.
We're unionizing, yeah. Motherfucker.
Yeah. It's open for 6 weeks. I am here to yell and make black ladies fall down. That's black women in groups, they're like fainting goats. If you get the, because they always put the fat girl in the front as like a shield.
Sure.
And if you get them good, yeah, if you get them good, yeah, the fridge. If you get the front one real good, she'll pass out.
Strike.
Yeah, and just take the whole group with it. Oh, dude, that was fun. I only broke once to tell a little kid that, that is because
I'm going to spit in your mom's face.
No, they separated.
Spit in your mom's face.
They separated a group, and it was a little kid lost their mom.
Yeah,
and I broke, and I was like, "Hey, your mom's fine. We're all playing pretend. She's going to be right around this corner. I'm going to walk you over to her.
Okay,
right now." And that made me feel better because the last time I had a kid be shitty to me, I'm doing my act, and I was southern in it, and this little kid goes, "Your breath stinks," and I went, hell yeah, it does, because I've been eating your mother's pussy. And then I looked up, and his mother was holding him. And I went, nice to see you again, ma'am.
That's good.
I think we got some complaints on that one.
Good recovery, though.
I think we got a few complaints that night. We used to collect items that fell off of people.
Yeah.
If you scared like an accessory off of somebody in a costume, you would keep it, and we had trophy rooms.
Oh, that's nice.
And then you would, how many people pissed their pants that night? And you got like 2 or 3 a year that would shit themselves.
Nice. How do you confirm? You know. You know. When you know, you know.
If one of us shit right now,
yeah,
it would be me.
Very different, yeah.
But
you ever shit
you
in
know.
Not water?
Yes.
Like the water makes all the difference.
The water is...
Yeah, if you don't shit in water, it's crazy the smell going on.
Yeah, and it really dissipates it quick.
Yeah.
Well, think about even how bad a porta potty is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you...
Not enough water, the shit starts stacking.
Have you ever been on an RV or a tour bus when somebody shits and it's just sitting there?
No.
The whole tour bus stinks in like an hour.
Yeah.
It is not good. Not good. Dude, I got accused of shitting on the RV at Gathering of the Juggalos. It was me, Lewis, Jay, and Butterly. And our RV stunk. And I, of course, being the fat person, even though I was the last one on, got accused of being the shitter.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And I had to explain. And then, thankfully, Jay had my back. Jay's like, Zach's probably been on more of these than all of us on tours. Zach right. definitely would not shit on here.
I feel like if there's ever a place so where the smell of shit can get lost, it's at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah, especially when they start knocking over the porta potties.
Sure.
But yes, that was a bit. Then we found out it was because they hadn't changed the tank for the toilet.
So you were dealing with someone else's shit.
And every time somebody went, they would not hold the thing down. Like, basically, so it's like a little trap door. So you go, you piss, and then you hit the thing. It's almost like a foot thing, and it empties real quick.
It's like an airplane.
Yeah, exactly right. Like that. But people were holding it too long, and that was the smell that was getting everybody.
Oh.
So, you know, case solved. Shan, I got time for one more?
That's been bugging him.
Yeah, it really has. Like, I'm glad.
It really has.
Glad
really
we cleared has. The air. Clip make that. That the clip.
Yeah. Make that a clip and send it to Lewis, Jay, and
right
Butterly.
Right in the camera. Case solved. All right, one more.
All right, one more. Woman disrobes at California school board meeting in protest of locker room policies. Shannon.
Hi, good evening. I'm a parent in the Davis Unified School District. And I'm here today to talk about the policies you have for the locker rooms in the junior high schools. So Emerson, Holmes, Harper Junior High. Right now we require our students to undress for PE class. So I'm just going to give you an idea what that looks like when I undress. So right now, this school district is saying that depending on a child's transgender identity, that they can pick which bathroom they want. So we have... Right now at this school district, children self-identifying into different bathrooms just based off of their...
No, you cannot.
I have my bathing suit on. Excuse me, this is allowed.
We're going to recess.
I've got to finish my comments. You are violating my First Amendment right.
Oh,
I am putting on my PE uniform. You are disrupting.
Why'd you do that, Mom?
It does suck that she couldn't even finish the bit. She had this big plan, and they were like, no.
She did. She had tassels on over there.
She's just like, no. Yeah.
She was going one more.
She had a fake dick.
It took her all day to fucking figure out how to get it in there and tuck it.
I mean, she makes a point. Hey, that wasn't that bad.
No, but what was
she makes? I think it was she was trying to use shock. To be like, but I don't
yeah,
fucking
to go like, well, it's shocking to these kids. This is what it is.
What she should have said is, look how upset you all are right now. We're doing this to the. She should have got to the point.
Yeah,
right.
She actually had a very powerful opportunity that she got lost in her own. But a very Leslie Knope moment where she's like, but I had a whole argument prepared.
True.
Yeah.
She should have said, see how upset you are. Now talk to my fucking kid.
Yeah. See how school should be fun for your kid on Monday, huh?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Like, what a fucking way to ruin the next 4 years of my life with that fucking video.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's going to be
cooked.
A tough one.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll make you transition. The kid's got to transition schools now.
Exactly, dude. She makes this point for a school that their kid can no longer attend.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So she has to run it back. She has to run it back in a new county.
Shanoon?
By the way, so they took a recess for about 5 minutes. When they came back in, they allowed her to finish her comments, and she started to do the whole thing again.
Yeah.
So they recessed for 30 minutes and then changed the topic.
Oh, well, cowards, that's what I call. If a lady wants to ever come in here and she feels that strongly about her kid's school, you show me that old clam right now. All right? And that is a fucking... Morning Zoo promise. I will never tell an old lady to put her clothes back on because you care about your goddamn kids. All right, we're going to call it there. Thank you so much for my guest, Jared Campbell. Thanks, Scott Chaplin, please check them out on the road. Go see them and support them. And, hey, thank you so much. We'll see you this Friday for the bonus episode. Toodles.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite old. Join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's